age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving on. Keep moving on.
Dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel something creeping in, and I'm tired of this town
town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in, and I'm tired of this town again.
Standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in, and I'm tired of this town again.
Is 99.7 FM Berryville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
I don't know which way to go. tell me, baby. Been a fool before, wouldn't like to keep my love caught in the slamming door. Are you more than hot for me, or am I a page in your history? Oh, I don't mean to make demands, but the word and the deed go hand in hand. How about some information, please. Straight up now, tell me. Tell me. Straight up now, tell me. Tell me. Straight up now, tell me. Tell me. Straight up now, tell me. Straight up now, tell me. Straight up now, tell me. Do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or am I caught in a hit and run? Straight up now, tell me. Is it gonna be you and me together? Oh, oh, oh. Or are you just having fun? Straight up now, tell me. Do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or am I caught in a hit and run? Straight up now, tell me. Is it gonna be you and me together?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Wendy Grant with you a little after 10 p.m. on Friday night. Here's EMF, Unbelievable, on Max FM.
You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Unbelievable.
There's no stopping us now.
I got it on all day.
It gets me through my day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
I want to.
way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Ooh, I move on. What's that? Hawaiian noises. He's banging on the bundles like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got to install microwave oven, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 4 a.m. for the Max FM listening area. Again, a severe thunderstorm watch has been issued for the Max FM listening area. This includes Columbia, Dane, and Sauk counties. This goes until 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. Currently, this is just a watch. We will continue to monitor this throughout the evening and into the morning, and we will break in as needed if we do get any warnings. Our meteorologists are actively monitoring this as well. Again, this is Dave Graham from the Max FM Weather Center. We have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 4 a.m. for the Max FM listening area. Stay tuned to further updates, and we will continue to monitor this throughout the evening and into the morning hours. As always, you can stream us online at max.fm, or you can stream us in the free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap Max Mouse and listen to us wherever you're at. And it's always a good idea to have a radio nearby with batteries and your phone fully charged. Again, severe thunderstorm watch until 4 a.m. This is Dave Grant. Here is you too on Max FM.
See the stone set in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate. On a bed of nails she makes me wait. And I wait without you. With or without you. Without you. Through the storm we reach reach the shore. You gave it all, but I want more. And I'm waiting for you. With or without you.
Maximum hits. 99.7. Max FM. 99.7. Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Wendy Grant with you on Friday night. Here's Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17 on Max
Just
FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant again from the Max FM Weather Center. We do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 4 a.m. for Columbia, Sauk, and Dane counties. There is a possibility that we could see wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour with this event. That is the main concern with this watch. Again, this is just a watch at this point in time. Severe thunderstorm watch until 4 a.m. for Sauk, Columbia, and Dane counties. We have this information on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well. Stay tuned to 99.7 Max FM for further updates, and we will break in as needed.
No, radio's not dead. But a lot of other stations sure smell that way.
Ugh.
We're your fresh choice.
Mm.
99.7 Max FM.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene. Put his ear to the wall, and like a distant scream, he heard one guitar.
Stars in your eyes.
with my head set, don't look back, you can never look back. Thought I knew what love was, what did I know? Those days are gone forever, I should just let them go. But I can see you, your bronze skin shining in the sun. You got the top pulled down, radio on, baby. I can tell you my love for you will still be strong after the poison summer has gone. I can see you, your bronze skin shining in the sun. You got the hair slicked back in those wayfarers on.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for southern Sauk County until 11:15 p.m. tonight. At 10:33 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 7 miles north of Boswell to 8 miles southeast of Muscadet to Mineral Point, moving northeast at 55 miles per hour. The current hazard with this storm is 60 mile per hour wind gusts. The storm has a history of producing wind gusts of 50 to 60 miles per hour. Currently, this is radar indicated. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for southern Sauk County until 11:15 p.m. this evening for a severe thunderstorm that extends from about 7 miles north of Boswell to 8 miles southeast of Muscadet. The main concern with this wind is 60 mile per hour wind gust. We are actively monitoring this warning and will provide updates as needed. And we also now have Richland County as well, and that is moving north at 55 miles per hour. Our meteorologists are actively watching this system as well and will jump in as needed. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for southern Sauk County until 11:15 p.m. for wind gust up to 60 miles per hour. If you do have loose objects, now is the time to secure those, but please be careful doing so. We will break in as needed. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. Here is Madonna. You know, we gotta get a little Material Girl in tonight. It is 10:42 on Friday night. Dave Grant monitoring the weather with you. Wendy's here as well. We're keeping tabs on everything. We'll stay with you until this system passes through again. Severe thunderstorm warning till 11:15 p.m. for southern Sauk County. Wind gust up to 60 miles per hour. Possible is Richland County. North of there, it's about 55 miles per hour. Madonna on Max FM. We'll be right back.
material world.
Maximum hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
And more 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant. We are joining you with a severe thunderstorm warning at 10:50 p.m. This goes until 11:15 p.m. for Southern Sauk County. Wind gust up to 60 miles per hour possible. And I am joined by meteorologist Corey Hartman. Corey, how are you doing this evening?
Good evening, Dave.
Hey, it's good to have you on there again with us. Seems like we just did this not too long ago.
Yeah, well, you know, whenever the severe weather comes, that's when we need to break in and do our thing.
Yeah, exactly. And you've kind of been keeping tabs on this storm system this evening. And what can you tell us tonight?
Well, so what's going on here is that we are on the far northern end of a line of thunderstorms, severe storms, some with tornadoes down to the south, that stretch literally all the way back from Sauk County, Wisconsin, to Texarkana, Texas.
Holy moly, that's quite the system.
It is quite the system. There was a pretty decent tornado threat from about the St. Louis area southward. That actually continues right now. That's where all of my storm chasers are at. Here, again, we are on the far northern edge of all of this. So what we're getting is mostly straight line winds. And we have had a couple of reports of straight line winds a little bit earlier this evening. That's the reason that a few of these warnings were issued. So a 59 mile per hour wind gust was reported near Platteville. And the other one blipped off, so I have to turn my storm reports back on here. Here's the other one near Potosi, a 53 mile per hour wind gust. So those were down into portions of Grant County. So those are the only reports in the area so far. And those were almost over an hour ago now. So it really is just kind of a wind shift line. The strongest winds right now are down into portions of Illinois, maybe near the Freeport area. That's where they could have the potential of 70 mile per hour wind gusts, but about 60 or so for Greene County up toward Iowa, Dodgeville area. And then the further north you go, the less the winds are going to be. And what's happening is there's a lot of wind up above in the upper levels of the atmosphere. And because we really don't have a lot of moisture, it was a nice day today, but it wasn't humid, right? So what happens is the air can mix and it's pulling the upper level winds down to the ground a lot easier than normal. You might look at the radar and go, these look like garden showers.
Right.
You know, why do we have severe thunderstorm warnings? It's because it's so easy for the upper level winds to get down to the ground tonight.
Okay, so that's starting to make sense, because as I was looking at this on radar, I'm like, yeah, okay, why are we seeing this? And that's when you and I started chatting back and forth. So this is starting to make a little bit more sense now. Again, right. That severe thunderstorm warning for southern Sauk County is going until 11:15 tonight. Do you see any possibility of any extensions or any additional warnings this evening, Corey?
I mean, we could. I never want to say no, because as soon as I do, then, you know, they issue 10 more.
Right.
Because that's just kind of how it works. But no, we do have the severe thunderstorm watch that goes until 4 a.m. And of course, a watch means the conditions are favorable for severe weather. Doesn't mean there's going to be severe weather. But with the few warnings we have out now, I think it's really going to depend on if we get any reports, if we get some reports from Richland Center or Spring Green or Plain. So as these storms come through, we'll see if we get any reports. And if we do, they will probably continue the warnings. The warnings, by the way, do not include Baraboo, do not include Reedsburg. It's basically for the southern half of Sauk County. So Loganville, southward and westward.
So, yeah, the Spring Green area is really kind of the point of concern on right. this warning. Again, right. So not Reedsburg, Baraboo, or Lake Delton. That's all south of that area at this point in time.
Yeah, the warning doesn't even, the little box doesn't even get into the northern part of Sauk County. So so we're going to continue to watch it here. I was trying to storm chase earlier today.
How'd that go?
Well, it didn't go very well, and I pulled over just south of Iowa City, Iowa, and said, there's not enough moisture when the dew point was 39. So turned around, came back, and now watching things from the local, from the home office.
There you go. And that's a good place to keep tabs on this evening as well, or
yeah.
even into the early morning hours as things progress. And obviously, you and I will continue to monitor this, and if things do change, we will break in throughout the evening or into the morning hours if needed, right?
Yeah, and there's not a lot behind this, just some stratiform rain, Prairie du Chien, back toward Decorah, Iowa. It's really quiet behind this, and I have a sneaking suspicion the temperatures are way down behind. Yeah, in the upper 40s in northern Iowa. So behind this, we're going to see a good 30 to 35 degree temperature drop.
Okay, so it's definitely going to cool down, probably, oh, yeah. I would say, tomorrow morning at this point, then.
Yeah, well, it's going to cool down probably by midnight.
So, oh, wow. Okay, oh, so yeah. Big change. We're going to see that drop by midnight. Okay, gotcha. Oh, yeah. Okay. And that's why we wanted to bring you in tonight, because you keep tabs on all this stuff. You are our expert this evening.
I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
Well, and again, it's one of our first warnings we've already seen this year. I mean, we're talking about severe thunderstorm warnings in March.
Yeah, this is early. This is early. So whenever you have, I don't even know what the high was today, but I saw low 80s in eastern Iowa. So I'm going to assume upper 70s around this area.
Yep.
So with highs approaching 80 degrees, we'll say, in early March in Wisconsin, that's when you need to watch out for things. So I'm glad we were kind of stalling there, because I did get another wind update here from Blue River, which I'm not okay. That's just west of Muscadet on 133.
Okay.
So it's between Boscobel and Muscadet, and Blue River emergency manager reports uprooted trees, believe it or not. So
okay.
There you go. And some power issues, some power outages in that area. So basically from Fenimore to Boscobel to Muscadet, there's been some uprooted trees. So there you go.
That wind definitely is probably in that 60-mile-per-hour range to cause that to happen then.
Yeah, and I'm going to back up the radar here just a little bit, because I think what it is it's actually happening on the very leading edge of this this wind shift line. Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. So if I, you know, I'm going to switch to a different radar here. I'm going to go to my full screen radar scope, and I'm going to draw just a little line where I think the front of this wind shift line is. So right now, the wind shift line is basically from Dodgeville to Spring Green, back to just east of Rockbridge, and up toward Hillsboro, and then it kind of curves back toward the La Crosse Westby area. So that's where that wind shift line is, and I'm pretty sure that those strongest gusts are going to be on the front side of that. So this will be approaching Loganville here in just a little bit, Lime Ridge, Cazenovia, Laval, Hillsboro, Waniwok, Union Center, Elroy, if I didn't mention Loganville. So that's kind of the next place for the strongest winds.
So again, we have that severe thunderstorm warning till 11:15 p.m. for Sauk County, and this does not impact Baraboo or the Reedsburg. It's more for the Spring Green, Loganville, LaValle area. Correct, Corey?
Right. It's really southern Sauk County, northern Iowa.
And so the wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour possible, and we've now seen a few reports of uprooted trees, so that definitely...
And that takes more than 60, usually, so... So we'll see if anything else pops up, and we'll break back in and talk about it.
All right, sounds good. So we're going to keep tabs on that severe thunderstorm warning for southern Sauk County. That goes till 11:15 p.m., and if need be, Corey and I'll break in again soon. And Corey, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you. This is Dave Grant and Corey Hartman with Max FM.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme, because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less. Hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Max FM.
me down.